the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Congress is warning of a persistent terror threat that is present right now in the state of New Jersey.
The House Committee on Homeland Security released a 13-page terror threat report highlighting dozens of cases of homegrown violent extremists and foreign jihadist networks operating in the U.S. Released earlier this month, the report names three such cases involving New Jersey residents who provided material or financial support to Hezbollah and ISIS. It says extremist groups are still working to radicalize people in the United States. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If you have medical debt, keep an eye out for a letter saying it's been wiped out. Governor Murphy announcing the state has wiped out another $120 million in medical debt for struggling New Jersey families. The state has partnered with a nonprofit, Undo Medical Debt. If it was eliminated, you will be getting a letter in the mail, and those letters should begin arriving tomorrow. New Jersey has an aggressive goal for the sale of electric vehicles, but changes this year are actually discouraging residents from making a purchase.
Zero-emission vehicles had been exempt from sales tax. That's no longer the case. Also in effect now is a new yearly registration fee of at least $250. Doug O'Malley, director of Environment New Jersey, says these moves are taking the state in the wrong direction, but 2024 is still a good time to buy an EV.
You still have a lot of cars that qualify for the $7,500 federal tax credit.
The state's charge-up incentive gives EV buyers up to $4,000 cash on the hood. O'Malley adds the gap in price between gas and electric vehicles is getting smaller. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
It's another chilly start to the day. Temperatures in the 30s and 40s across New Jersey. We do have some patchy frost in spots again. It is going to be mostly sunny and breezy and cool today. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Grab a jacket, grab a sweater, and you're on your way. Clear and cold tonight. We'll average upper 30s across the state. Tomorrow, once again, lots of sunshine for most of us, although right along the coast, we could see some clouds and maybe a sprinkle. Highs tomorrow around 60. We're back in the 70s this weekend. New Jersey weather made possible by Optimum Business. Get fast, secure internet for your business with 99.9% network reliability. Call 855-2-OPTIMUM or visit optimum.com/business today.
Scotch Plains 40, Belmar 40, Mays Landing is 33. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.